Hi, I'm Lakeisha.
Hey, I'm Natalie.
And this is
Life Cracks Us Up.
Are you picking up what we're putting down? Are you enjoying the content? Is there feedback you'd like to provide or topics you'd like to discuss? How about you give us a call and share your thoughts? 757-504-4649. That's 757-504-4649. We would love to hear from you.
Hey, Nat, what's up?
What up, though?
What's going on in your world?
I don't have anything going on in my world other than trying to get this kid to college. Yo, this is like the most daunting, like, this will test your relationship with your child.
Oh,
this, okay. Wait till you get there. This will test your relationship with your child because my child wants everything done for her.
Mm-mm.
But this is stuff she has to do.
Yeah.
So I'm like, listen, we need to get these scholarship applications in. We need to get, you know, like stuff like that. So there are so many scholarships out there, but I'm trying to get her to understand the more we fill out, the more likely we are to get money.
Yeah.
I don't care if they're $500 for
that.
They add up, especially when you're talking about going out of state for tuition. Like,
oh man.
So my week has been full of prayer, asking God to hold my hand.
Oh. So my child.
Yeah, that's pretty much what my life consists of right now. My senior and my sixth grader coming home yesterday to tell me she has a boyfriend.
What?
Ma'am. Like, official. I've met the boy. I've talked to him. They're on FaceTime nonstop. So I'm in a place where I'm like, okay, how much contact is too much contact for two 11-year-olds? Now, they don't express any interest in, like, being alone or being, you know, nothing like that.
Yeah.
So I'm like, do I just kind of let this be a healthy, you know, sixth grade?
That's a friendship. Yeah, it's a, like, yeah, I don't even know. I don't even know how to go about that. But
yeah,
because I know people have feelings out there. I heard about it last week about somebody talking about, like, 14-year-olds dating or something.
Okay.
Yeah, and the lady was like, no way. And, you know, somebody commented, like, they're going to do it anyway. You know, it's better to not, you know, tell them no, nothing, and then sneak around and do it versus, okay, you know, y'all hang out here, or, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
But even, you said 11, 12, like, oh gosh, that feels so young.
The thing about it is my 11-year-old is very forward. She's not shy in terms of making friends and stuff like that. So the two of them have been, now I'm going to say this because I know my 11-year-old is never going to watch this podcast, or by the time she does, it'll be too late. But I'm so excited that she's so open with me because she tells me everything. Oh my gosh, look. And she'll show me the little text, which is, like, so cute because it's like, you know, the one friend's asking him, like, do you like her? And he's like, yes. And she's like, well, are you going to ask her? And he's like, yes, but I want to do it in person.
Aww.
So then, so I'm trying, she showed me something and I was like, okay, this one is too far. Like, I'm trying to think of what her friend sent to him. Oh no. She asked him, what do you think about when you think about me? And he said, our future together.
Oh.
I can't get that now. Like, what the fuck? Like, I can't get that now. My 11-year-old is out here, like, reeling them in, being. I'm sitting here like, see how is his dad single?
Oh,
I got him. Yeah, like, but it's super
cute.
Sweet, though.
But it is cute because we got one of the 16-year-olds who's dating.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's cooking. He's coming up one day. She's cooking pot roast.
What?
What? Pot roast. Pot roasting cornbread.
I know, but I know who her.
Getting ready.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, it's cute, but yeah, it's like, yeah, you don't want to go
too far. I told you the birthday gift and that card and the writing in that card. I felt like, Yo, I'm not joking. Like, sometimes I feel like, what am I doing wrong?
You know, people who don't know them, because what he gave her for her birthday was so spot on. But that means he pays attention mm-hmm. to her. Because if just some random dude, give me a pot holder.
Right.
But that is what she, you know, exactly. that she wanted. She's in the culinary stuff. And yeah. so, yeah, to me, it's like, this young dude knows her. I was like,
what? I'm weak at the pot roast and the cornbread.
So Martha, get in there and get the cooking.
It'll be out in a minute, George. I picture him sitting in a big easy chair with a damn pipe and a paper. And he's doing this. He turns the page. And all you hear is pots and pans. Bless their heart. I think it's so, but again, I think that's so sweet though, because yeah. like you said, he pays attention.
Yes.
16 or not, he's paying attention yeah. to what she does and what she likes. 16 though, I'm thinking back to what I was doing at 16, and it included meat, but it was not a pot roast.
Well, you know what? At 16, I was preparing to become a parent.
Right.
And he probably didn't know what my favorite color was.
Right. Yeah, he was not buying.
Did I ever get a gift?
Oh, you got one?
The gift of my child?
Yes.
But he was not thinking about that, and I was not thinking about a pot roast.
Yeah, so. But, I mean, so let's give George and Martha some hell credit. Yeah. Get my yeah. daughter, and we got to figure out some names for them. So we got George and Martha.
Oh, they definitely George and Martha.
We're gonna call mine Shaquana and Shaquan.
It's more like an Annie.
Annie?
Annie.
Yeah.
Annie for her.
Okay, I'll take Annie better than Shaquana.
Yeah, Annie and I don't know.
Nothing against all the Shaquanas and Shaquans out there.
Yes.
Annie and we'll think about it later. Yeah, we're going to spend our time thinking about names for my 11-year-olds. But yeah, so my last week, really my last couple of weeks has been college and trying to get my sixth grader into ninth grade without getting married first. Bless her heart.
Well, you know, again, we're going to move it, but getting married. I'm reading this book and it's set in like 18 something. So you get her married, she's out the house. She's
not these days. They're liable to move in. The both of them move in with me.
Oh, my word.
That's my guessing. Okay. The way things are going right now. That's
all right. Well, then don't worry about marrying her off. This is another mouth to feed.
Another mouth to feed. Lord knows. I got a question for you. So I was watching the Today Show because my mom is in town and that's what you do with your parent from 7 to like 11 is watch the Today Show. But I think it's the fourth hour with Jenna and Hoda, which Jenna's grown on me. You know who Jenna Hager Bush is?
Nope.
President Bush's daughter.
Really? Is she on TV with
Hoda? Hoda. You know who Hoda Kotb is?
I saw her once on the TV.
On the box that plays people in sound.
Yes, that one.
But yeah, I think it's their fourth hour that the two of them have a little banter. You know, it's the cutest thing now that it's grown on me. But they had this section on there where they ask questions of people. They had three questions on there that literally had me like, oh my gosh, I'm going to ask Keish what she thinks about this.
So here's
the first one. What would you do? I always host our out-of-town family members for the holidays. My aunt has asked to bring her cat. I'm not a cat lover, so I said no, and now she's not coming. My family's now looking at me to make accommodations. Should I? Would you?
No. Well, let me back up. This cat, is it going to be roaming around my house or is it going to be in a cage the whole time? Like, she's just got to have it.
So cats aren't caged. Like, I can see that with a puppy, but I don't see putting a cat in.
Oh, I put a cat in a cage. I put a cat on a leash. Well, when my child was a child and we traveled around, we were going from Texas to Virginia, we had to take the cat. So we had a kennel for the cat. But when we rest stops.
Yeah.
You get out of the car. I figure the cat wanted to stretch his legs too.
Okay, no.
But I'm not going to chase the cat. We would have left that cat.
No. When I moved down here from New York, my cats had to be in the kennel, you know, to travel. Yeah, I get that part. I'm talking about your family members coming to your house. So my assumption is the cat's not going to be in a carrier.
Oh no, it's going to be in the house. Oh no. Okay. See, if it's in a carrier, right, you can bring, because if you can't leave home without your pet, but you got, you know, first they'll leave it at a hotel. They got pet hotels. Okay. Yeah, but I mean, if you need to bring them because you just traveling down for the day or whatever, but it's gonna stay in the cage and the thing, whatever the thing is. It's not roaming around my house. And I say that, but I don't allow animals in my house because I bake.
Right.
So if that was really the case, I'd be like, no, ma'am, Pam, that animal cannot come in my house. But if it wasn't for that, I would say, sure, just, you know, if that's what you got to do, but it must stay in the thingy-majigger. Because I just don't want to go and clean up pet hair, regardless if I'm baking or not. I don't want that because I don't have pets. Mm-hmm. So, or we could not come to my house. How about that?
That's don't
because I don't want to clean up behind y'all anyway. So Right. Let's just do it at somebody else's house.
Yeah, my answer was a resounding no. Yeah. Family can be mad. None of y'all can come. This is my house. And I don't have animals.
Yeah.
And I don't want to have animals. And after you leave, I still have remnants of your animal.
Yeah. I said, it's got to stay in the thingy.
And the other thing with cats and dogs alike, I don't care how well you train it. If it finds a nice corner, it's going to mark its territory.
Drop something. Oh,
it's going to mark. It's going to do that. So... Mm-mm. I don't, and if I did have an animal in my house, it would probably be a dog before a cat. And I'm a cat lover. I had cats, but I also remember having to clean up behind my cats and it was my house. So I wouldn't take mine to someone else's. Yeah. But if I were going to have an animal, it would have to be a well-trained dog. Like my best friend, she has a Rottweiler. He's 100 pounds. Mm. But when I tell you that dog is trained, it knows not to step a paw into their kitchen. It knows you stop and we can have a whole conversation, but don't you cross that line. Like that dog is so trained.
Wow.
So I remember when she first got the dog, because, you know, I'm afraid of dogs until I know the dog. But I remember when she first got the dog, first thing I said was, don't bring that dog to my house. And she was like, rightfully so, I guess, in the moment, in her feelings, like, wow, you didn't even bother to get to know him. You didn't like, because immediately I was like, don't bring the dog. Now that I know him and know how trained he is, and I haven't even spent a whole bunch of time with him, but I know how trained he is. If she were to say, hey, I'm passing through, I would probably say, maybe not where I'm at right now, because I'm renting for now until I get the other house, but probably not in the apartment, but in my house, I probably would. So I say all that to say, that's a no.
For the holiday dinner.
For the holiday, yeah, for the holiday thing. But I also wouldn't fix my mouth to ask someone that I know
it doesn't have animals. Yeah.
I would not say, hey, do you mind if me and my cat come and spend the night, spend the holidays with you so that while you're cooking and stuff, my cat can be roaming around your house?
Because even if they are trained, they're not trained at your house. So, yeah. So I would rather not. But like I said, if it's we're just for the dinner. Now, you're not staying here for some days and the animal is here. No.
Yeah, it's a tough spot. And shame on the rest of the family
for
trying to make you feel shitty. Because you don't want Aunt Agnes and animals, her cat roaming around your house.
I didn't say don't bring your kid. You know,
Bring
your kid in the car.
And depending on how bad that little motherfucker is, he may not be able to come either.
Last time he was here,
right,
clogged up my toilet.
Right. I had to buy new shit because your kid messed up my stuff. Right. Yeah, not doing that.
So.
Yeah, so I just thought I'd ask that. I thought that was a really good question. And I think it's something that people face often enough, especially holidays.
Because like I said, my thing used to be no pets, plants, or little people. Well, now I got little people. And every once in a while, somebody give me a plant. And I feel so bad when it dies. It will die. It will die here.
Yeah.
It will. But yes, but pets, it's not that I'm against pets. I'll see some cute dogs. Cute. But I just don't, not my life.
Yeah.
Not.
When I'm in the house hunting stage, more of the house hunting peruse right now, because I'm not buying anything right now. But I went and saw this one house. And when I tell you, the moment I walked in, I could just smell all the animals.
No.
And they had the plugins and they had the candles and you know how the people sit in there, the realtors and the loan officer, they sit in there hoping somebody's gonna come in. And I asked, I said, how many animals do they have?
Yeah.
And she was like, I know. She was like, they have two dogs. I know they have two dogs. She said, and I know they have some cats. But that house smelled like
the cats.
It, ma'am. I don't know.
But yeah, but it's cleaned up. But okay, your house shouldn't smell like that anyway.
But I feel like clearly they're indoor dogs that maybe don't get regular baths. And this is why I said it, because it smelled like wet dogs.
Oh.
So I was under the impression I could almost visualize them with their umbrellas walking the dog outside and then just bringing the dog in. And then it goes and sits on their couch. Like it was in the furniture, like it was in the furniture. It was in the carpet. They had carpet all throughout the house. That's the other thing. No hardwood floors. If you're going to have that many animals, no carpet.
Yeah.
Because it just stays.
If you're right. If you're not going to take care of them properly. But yeah, I can imagine. But speaking of which, the house down the street's for sale.
I saw that for sale sign when I came in. But what do I look like moving down the street and then use move?
We got at least 2 more years, but we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later. All right. So you had another one for me.
Yeah, I do have another one. So, and remember, this is their scenario, not mine, but it just played. My daughter's wedding is next year. I'm in a tight group of 10 college friends. We can only afford to invite 6 of them to the reception. Do I tell the others before the invitations go out?
I would say you definitely have to tell them beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know how.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, should I tell them you at the bottom of the list or that we drew straws?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when I was listening to them talk, they were coming up with all these different scenarios. Then maybe you don't invite any of them so that no one feels slighted. Or do you say, hey, this was my daughter's choice, and these are the people she felt she was closest to. So she chose this 6, and you 4 can't come. Or, you know, do you invite everybody to the ceremony, but not the reception? Or, you know, they were throwing out all these different scenarios.
Because they have something like, invite everybody to something else.
Mm-hmm.
But now, is the daughter actually close to them? Because mom says she's close to them.
Right.
So sometimes the daughter can be close to some of them too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you get an invite from my daughter,
mm-hmm.
but some of my other people
might not.
Yeah, they just wouldn't.
Yeah.
Didn't something like that happen recently?
Yes, it did. But okay, so this was my thing about that. Number one, see, there are too many backstories. There are too many questions I have before I can answer some of these scenarios. But this one would be, in this situation, number one, who's paying for the wedding? Because it's not my wedding to invite people to.
Exactly.
This is my daughter's wedding. She may have 6 friends that she wants there that cancels you 6 out too. So now none of you bitches are coming to the wedding. You know what I mean? But who's paying for it? Am I paying for it? In that case, do I get to invite a couple of my friends to an event that I'm shelling out my money for? But if you're shelling out your money, do you get to say, this is a gift you're giving someone else? So do you have say so over that gift?
Now that's just an interesting question. Yes, mom's paying for her daughter. Oh, mom, her daughter's getting married, but mom's like, I have these friends.
Yeah.
It's like,
it's not your wedding.
Yeah.
This is my wedding. So, you know, so like you said,
that obviously mom's paying for it, so she feels she should be able to, but yeah, that's just a weird concept. It's like, the daughter's wedding. She wants who she wants there. Right. Dude, how close are your friends to her?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't want people, like, I would hope that my daughter does not want people at her wedding for the sake of having people at her wedding. I feel like it's such an intimate moment that it should only include people that you're close to, that love you, have your best interests at heart.
And want to share that.
And want to share that.
Because,
day,
like, just saying that, like, I know if it's your daughter's wedding, I'm okay if I don't get an invite because I'm not that close to her. As close as I am to you,
mm-hmm.
I'm not that close to her.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And yes, I would still want to wish her well and everything, but I would not have any hard feelings at all.
Yeah.
About, you know, not being invited. Because that's the thing too, is like weddings.
I do think it's safe to assume you'd
get invited. Am I getting invited? But weddings are expensive.
They are.
They're very
those
expensive.
Those reception
dinner. So if you like, pay per person,
yeah.
then, you know, that, like I said, yeah. I wouldn't be hurt.
Yeah.
But I still send a gift.
Yeah.
But they are very expensive. So you're just not all willy-nilly, everybody. Yeah. And so.
Yeah. So I think in that scenario, I think that I would have to leave that up to the two that are getting married. And if they invite everybody that they want to invite and there's room in the budget for six of those people, six of my 10 friends, and who the fuck got 10 friends? They would want at the wedding.
I'm trying to find people to invite to stuff.
Because,
you know, my circle is...
That's what I'm saying. There's like five of y'all, like five or six of y'all.
We all fit at the table.
Right. But I think that if it came to that, their guest list is done.
Right.
It's at capacity as far as who they want. If it's my money and I'm still, well, I guess at that point, if it's my money, shit, I can add all 10 of them. If it's my
money. If it's your money, right. You got the
and
money.
And she
to,
says, yeah.
yeah you got the money. Them,
yeah. But otherwise, if it just comes down to, okay, we only have room for 50 people. 50 is the magic number.
That's it.
And you have 44 and now there's this. Okay, of these people, is there anybody you'd like to have at your wedding? And she may say, yeah, there's four of them. Maybe she won't even say six.
Yeah.
And then those other six got to be like, hey, this is what it is.
Yeah.
And if they're true friends, they don't get in their feelings.
Right, because it's your daughter's wedding. Right. It's not my wedding.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, sense of entitlement. Yeah, sometimes people feel they should be able to. Because like I said, I know how close I am to you, but I know that you're such a good friend. You've got other really close people.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a lot of your people spend more time with your family. You know, y'all do stuff. Y'all know each other. But, you know, me not being a kid person, I don't know. Maybe that's why we don't, you know, the kids don't interact.
Yeah.
But I mean, I know them. They know me.
Yeah.
Like when you go missing.
Yeah.
I reach out to your kids. Yeah. Right. But I thought about that too. It's like if something happened to you, would anybody let me know?
Yes.
I'm on the list.
Yes. Your number is in her phone. Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. I think about that too. I had that conversation with a friend of mine who lives in Queens because he's my friend. Like I don't have any of his other people in common. So I asked him, I was like, if something happens to you, how do I know?
Yeah.
If it doesn't make the news,
right?
How do I know? So he gave my contact information to one of his other female best friends, and I have hers. So if heaven forbid something happened, because that would be the only way I would know, is if one of his other people know to call.
That's kind of scary, though, to think, you know, who knows you well enough to communicate with other people who care about you.
Yep. So. Yeah. Yeah, no, I do have my daughter, my oldest does have.
Well, you know, everybody in my family's got their number.
Yes, I have everyone.
Since I only have like three friends.
It is very easy to plan like a surprise party or something for you. Yeah. And it's the same with me though. Did I tell you that I'm gonna have a party for my birthday next year?
No.
No, I'm doing an actual party and I was inspired by our mutual friend, your friend that you introduced me to. I was inspired by that party. I was like, this because it came out so nice and it was such a small crowd.
Yeah.
And the games and then the food. And I was like, okay, thanks for coming. I was like, oh my gosh. So I was thinking about doing it and doing the 70s theme. Because at first I wanted to do an Egypt theme, an Egyptian theme. But I was like, that's not fair to the guys. Because there's only one thing a guy could wear for the skirt thing. And the, you know. So I was like, and that might be a bit much. That's very costumey. So then I was like, well, why not celebrate the 70s, you know, when I was born.
I got the outfit already.
Right?
Yeah.
I was like, I think I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I know. I'm excited.
Oh, now I got to plan the cake.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Fabulous, right? See, and I don't, are you sure? Because I don't want you working for the birthday.
Yeah.
Okay. So another question.
Yes.
Okay, this was a good one. My sister-in-law gave me a list of what to get her children. I like being creative with my gifts and don't want to buy off of the list. Is that wrong?
No. I told you we have a family spreadsheet.
Yes.
For gift
you guys are so organized. I'm so jealous in a good way. I am.
But, you know, we told them this is a suggestion. Mm-hmm. You know, you put down what you like. But yeah, I'm going to get you what I want you to have. But again, it's going to be something I think you'd like. Uh-huh. But just because you didn't specifically think to, you know, put that thing, like if you hate to read, I'm not going to get you a book.
Right.
You know, but no, I don't feel obligated to stick with only the things that are on the list. Mm-hmm. Now, that means you might end up with two of something. Like mm-hmm. my grandson, 1 year, he was really into roller coasters. That joke got so many roller coasters. And believe it or not, some of them were duplicate because he likes Legos and roller coasters. So people were buying him these Lego roller coasters, but okay, switching around. Our list for Christmas. Mm-hmm. So it says as a category for like $10 and below, mm-hmm. like $20, $20 to $30. Mm-hmm. But the first list says something you really would like, mm-hmm. you know. So he filled it out as it was requested. So I'm looking at the thing to check the prices mm-hmm. on his stuff. The category is something you would really like. There was a Lego set that cost $400.
Something you really like is what you
asked. My daughter's like, you know, telling her we have a lean Christmas, lean Christmas. And so I was like, he didn't get the message.
He did not.
But no, but the category was
something you really like. Yeah.
$400.
That's amazing.
$400, it better come assembled.
Everybody better be chipping in. This is your one gift from everybody. Everybody in the pot. This is your gift.
I bought him a Lego t-shirt.
For $4. Right. You got your Lego.
Right. Oh, it was like the year my daughter wanted Guitar Hero back when that was uh-huh. a thing. I bought uh-huh. her, I as a prank, I bought her Guitar Hero pajamas. Because that's how we do.
Yeah. But yeah. I love that you guys have that. Like the whole super spreadsheet. This is my thing about that question. I appreciate a list because I don't want to spend my money on something that never gets used, worn, drank, eaten, touched, whatever. I don't want to spend my money on something that you don't want and won't use.
Oh, yeah.
So I appreciate giving me a list. Now, with that being said, send me a reasonable ass list. Do not send me $400 Legos. Do you know what I mean?
Of course.
Send me a list.
We do a variety. We even like ours even says like what's your favorite color? Mm-hmm. You know, what's your shirt size, shoe mm-hmm. size? So it opens us up to some other
yes.
things. And even it's like, where'd you like a gift card from?
Okay.
I mean a category. Mm-hmm. My daughter made the spreadsheet. You know, she gave me the category, so she thinks
right.
of everything.
Right. Yeah.
So if somebody was like Starbucks.
Yeah.
Like, ooh,
yeah.
What would you like?
Starbucks? Right. How about Starbucks? Yeah.
Well, my mom was like, I don't want whatever, like, she don't want no more pictures to go on the wall. She don't want something, she said, like, her favorite color is red, but she don't want a red clothes. Like, you know, but so that was two, you know, you
don't
put down.
Get me a red shirt.
She got enough red shirts. But yeah, so I like that too. We do spreadsheets for everything.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, listen, nothing wrong.
It makes it easy. And that's why, you know, instead of running around, finding out, you know, what everybody wants. And then we'd be like, because we know what the kids have got for people. So we go and you're like, okay, this one's done. That
right.
one's done. So yeah, it really helps us out.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'd say, you know, about the list, I don't always go through with it, but yeah. I realized the other day, I was like, I think I did.
Yeah.
Everybody got something off of their list. So my shopping's done.
But it also matters, like, when you're gift giving, how well you know the person.
That's what I said. If you really know them, you can.
That hit me. Sorry about that. We had chicken.
I knew you were going to say that about that chicken. We talked
chicken
about that. Yeah. She's going to fall asleep.
I'm not falling asleep. It's the yawn. But now we're talking about it. So now I feel like, oh. it also depends on how well you know that person, whether or not you can stray from
right.
the list. So if my friend gives me, you know,
we're friends.
You give me a list for yours,
you're
gonna
get
I'm sticking to that list.
But I think you said it was your sister or something like that.
Yeah.
So
the sister-in-law.
Oh,
so
well, no, but it has how close you with the close you with the kids.
Yeah.
So yeah, if I'm close enough with the kids, I would take that liberty if I want to. But like the list makes it easy. Like
you have to know the person if you're gonna go off the list. That's yeah.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of lists, on my list also, it says I like to bake. So I put down my Domino sugar, Domino brown sugar, Pillsbury all purpose.
Please note that she is naming brands. Do not come in here with the Sam's version of the vanilla.
Or that powdered sugar. Don't bring me that powdered sugar.
Or that powdered sugar.
But that's another thing too. It's like, yeah, if I'm telling you, because if you want to do something for me for baking or whatever,
yeah,
like I said, you want me to be able to use it. But
yeah,
like my, not this last birthday, but the one before that, oh my gosh, I loved you guys. Again, yes, my little circle. And everybody brought me something for baking. Yeah. I got parchment square.
Yeah,
like wax paper.
Yeah,
I was in heaven.
Yeah,
I was, and then, you know, somebody from the outside would be like, "What?"
Yeah,
but it, giving the purpose of a gift is to make somebody happy.
Yeah,
so I'm thinking about it now. I was like, "Oh my god!" You're also I know, it was beautiful. And that's the thing. If you know somebody, that's what I thought. My small group of people, they know me.
Yes.
So, because I asked my daughter, I was like, did you tell them to do that? She was like, no.
Nah, your people know me.
Oh my God, girl, I was in heaven.
I think I'm even going to accept gifts too at my birthday.
Oh my God. So this is what it took to get.
Well, no, I remember I wanted to do something for my 50th, which wouldn't have included gifts and all that anyway. It was just that one thing that I wanted to do. Yeah. But I do realize that I don't celebrate myself enough.
Right.
That maybe I deserve to every now and again. It's definitely not going to be an every year thing, but I think I'm leaning towards it. I'm leaning towards it.
And it's, you know, like,
pray
so you
for y'all, because I don't know what kind of gifts, because no one, I don't usually accept gifts, so no one knows, like, what do we get this?
Get it from Adam and Eve, whatever it is. Oh, you and your socks. You know what? I'm going to step up. I don't have any socks on, so I'm not even going to do that. I was going to go get my toes done, but I got a podiatry appointment next week, and they want to see my toes. So, but afterwards, afterwards, I'm going to go get them polished up so I can show mine, too, because I told you the feet thing.
I got sparkles now.
You know what? You and your toes. You and your... I got toes. That's all I can say. And I got 9 toenails.
I'm gonna fight you one day. I'm gonna fight you. She walked by me earlier today and she had to bend over and it took everything I had not to bite her butt. If I didn't have a red lip on, I was like, arr. It was right there. I was like,
look, I'm working on slipping, getting rid of some of that too. To end the new year, I'll be like, yeah, y'all not gonna recognize me by mid year.
Girl, you and me both.
Girl, I got to do something. I do some pushways, push away from the table.
No, thank you. That's
what I need to do.
I saw, speaking of the what would you do's, I was watching. No, I wasn't watching. I'm lying already. It was a big internet debate for a little while. I don't know if you remember this story. So the chick had a baby with the guy, but she had like 2 or 3 other kids with other guys. Mm-hmm. You know,
I remember that one. I remember.
And he brought his child some McDonald's, but didn't bring McDonald's for the rest of her kids. And she legit went in on him online. Thoughts?
I think, didn't she throw the food away or something?
I don't know, but he was like, you can give me my son, he can eat it in the car.
Right, right. Like, but I mean, see, yeah, I didn't care for that because people complain that the guys don't take care of their own kids. So at least he was doing something. And I don't know the backstory. Maybe he did something before for the kids and she went off on that. I don't know. Or maybe he just don't have a whole lot of money.
Maybe they're not my kids. Well, how about
how many was it?
I don't know how much he had.
But I'm just, he's not obligated.
He's not obligated. If he does it, he does it from the kindness of his heart.
So I mean, he might feel some kind of way, but I don't think it was worth going out and all that foolishness she did.
Yeah, that was too much.
It was because he's taking care of his kid. That's what you want him to do, not take care of that other dude's kids. Where's that dude?
Right. And when he brings his kid McDonald's, does everybody get McDonald's?
Well, I mean, y'all could have cut that burger in half with those fries. I mean, if he was that much to you. No. Or you could, like I said, let him eat it in the car. Why should he deprive his kid because you have a bunch of other kids?
Right. And I'm not saying he should have taken it in the house and been like,
look what daddy gave me.
Nothing like that. Let me take him out to the car. We can sit and chill. We can talk. He can eat. And then he can go back in. And I say to him before he gets out, don't run in the house telling everybody that you had me.
I would definitely have done that.
Yeah. But, and if he does, then that's for you to discipline him. You know, now he's back in the house with you. You handle that. But I'm not going to not that do for my kids because I can't or won't do for yours.
That's not going to happen. But see, maybe I've always been an old soul. I don't know. Like my first, I'm going to get back to the subject. My first tattoo, I was like, what do I want to get? Because the tattoo is permanent. And I don't want my grandkids to be talking bad about me. So I'm always thinking ahead. So with my child, you know, I thought about that multiple baby daddies and all of that. And I realized, ain't no way in hell I'm ever having another baby with this dude. Mm-mm. And I don't want a bunch of baby daddies.
Yeah.
So I had the one.
Yeah.
But now, you know, you could have got married, divorced. I don't know. But like I said, that's something I thought of. It's like, how would you handle that type of situation? Because, it's, you know, if you got one who's doing for his kids, another who's not, you know, and that's just a touchy thing, but I would never chastise somebody because it's not like he went in the house like, hey, I'm only giving my kids this. You know, it's like,
I mean, now if you ask me, like, if he did, I would be like, oh my gosh, that's so sweet. Thank you. That's so sweet.
If they were living together or, you know, they're a couple.
Now that's different.
Yeah, they're a couple. You're doing something for all the kids, though you have the one. Yeah. But, you know, you don't talk to me. You don't say nothing to me, but I'm taking care of my child.
No, that's different. If we're in a relationship.
Yeah, then yes, you're going to buy for all the kids because this is the family.
Yeah, you're not coming in here with just something for yours.
Yeah.
Or if we're in a relationship and my kids are visiting. Say they live with their dad or something and my kids are visiting.
Oh, yeah, you're going to do for the whole family. You're going to do for the family.
But if we're not a couple and I just come by and pick up my kid and drop them off and there's other kids in there.
I mean, that's something, you're going to have to work through because
I don't know what to do with the yawn.
No more chicken for you.
I don't know I don't know what to do. I'm getting so mad. We got to edit these out. We got to edit out the yawn. Every time I feel it coming, I'll be like, stop. Go. But yeah, I always think about that. I always think about that question.
Because I know somebody who was in that situation and they said, you know, they couldn't do for all the kids all the time. You know, sometimes they could or they did. They said they, you know, felt a little bad for them, but that's not their kids.
That's not my responsibility.
So it's like, I'm not responsible.
Yeah.
So maybe you should do something special with your kid the day that I take my kid because ain't nobody else coming to get them other kids.
Right.
Like,
or maybe the dad should have, and I bet he has since then thought it through. How about I get the McDonald's when we're on our way? You eat it while we're riding, or we sit at McDonald's and you eat.
But you know, but does she allow him to go anywhere with him?
And that's what I was going to say. I don't know the situation.
He brought it. But my thing too is like, if you don't allow him to take him anywhere, how could he do something without being in the sight of the other kid?
Wait, didn't the kid ask for it? Shit. I give up.
I can get something to whack you.
No.
Whack you.
So I don't know if he was bringing the kid home or, but I thought I might've heard,
I thought he was just dropping it off. That's the impression, but it was a while ago. And you know, first thing I see is her ranting, but I think I'm under the impression that he had brought it by the house with the kid.
Yeah, I know he brought, but I was thinking he brought it because the kid asked for it or something.
So that's
but
even if, more because, right, if the kid
now you're telling me my kid's hungry,
right?
Of course I'm going to bring my kid some food. Would you have felt the same way if I bought him some fucking cauliflower and you
know right? Saying?
Like,
yeah,
would you have rather I brought everybody some salad? I don't know. Just a thought.
I don't know. So talking about couples, well, you know, people, like, what would you do if you saw one of your friends out with someone who was not their mate?
Been there. And I said nothing. And I'm going to tell you why. If I saw your mate out there, I would sit you down and say, hey, I need to holler at you about something. This is what I saw. I don't know what it was. It looked like, well, here, better yet, let me show you the video. Yep. And then I would pull up my phone.
All right.
But I mean, seriousness, like, it depends on what I saw and it depends on who it is. The person I saw out was downtown Norfolk. I was with a friend of mine and we were walking past and I was like, and it was a chick. And I was like, he didn't notice me. So and I'd only met him once or twice, but I knew him distinctly. So we got back and, you know, my friend and I got back in our booth and I was telling him, like, yo, that right there is so-and-so, da-da-da-da-da. So I said, I'm going to go say hi. Hey, remember me? I'm so-and-so's friend. And see how that plays.
Yeah.
And he may say, hey, this is so-and-so. Mm-hmm. This is my girlfriend's friend or whatever. Okay, I know that this is innocent or she don't care about being a side piece, one of the two. But my friend told me, don't do anything. Stay right where you are and let that ride. So when they were leaving, I noticed he walked around. He opened the car door for her. He shut the car door behind her, which still could have just been a respect thing. Mm-hmm. I've never been around him and his mate to see if that's what he did for her all the time. But I chose not to say anything to her because I had heard her talk about situations similar to that. And she was always pissed off at the person who told her. So I knew that she wasn't the person I could say to, like, hey, I saw so-and-so out. I wasn't sure if you know, and give her, oh, that was, I knew they were out, something like that. But I did not say a word. But if it were anyone that I were close to in my circle, actually, I would have gone to him first to let him know.
Hey, I see you.
I see you. Mm-hmm. You better say something before I do.
Because my husband always telling me, mind your own, mind your own. Mm-hmm. And I think about that because I was always like, I'm going to go see, you know, I'm going to say something. I, you know, that's just what I think. But, you know, sometimes people, either they could be in an open relationship or they just don't want to know. You know, like, I want my bubble to, I want to stay in my bubble.
Yeah.
And, you know, he might be out there cheating on me, but I don't want to know. That's a song. I don't want to know. I hate that song. Yeah. I hate that song.
But in all honesty, they love that person. They don't want to be without them. So they're willing to accept whatever they throw at them just so that they stay together. And that might be that same, you know, like the scenario you were describing. I know what's going on. I know it's happening, but if I don't see it,
right? If I don't have the proof, it's not in my face. It doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. If it's not on Facebook. It ain't real. Because I know one time we were
TikTok
out.
Ain't taking it. I ain't talking.
All right now. Oh, I was out one time and we were in a different city, my husband and I, and we were going to a restaurant, and for some reason we hadn't gotten out of the car yet. And I look up and was like, "That's your sister." What's your sister doing over here in this city? I was like, I'm going to come out with her. But luckily, it was her husband.
You were ready, like, boy. You was ready.
Oh, but did I tell you when we went to New Orleans? We were in Louisiana.
Tell me you ran into somebody.
That I met in Chesapeake. We were there. And I didn't even recognize him. I didn't notice him at all. My husband was like, hey, there's so-and-so. And so we, you know, went and greeted each other. It's like, good thing we were both with the right partners.
Right.
In Louisiana, you run into somebody from here.
That's crazy.
Yes.
That's crazy.
So I'm always be with the right mate. Because I always think about that too. Like, how do people cheat? How do they, you know, is it only you keep them in the house? Because if you're local, you know, you can be seen by anybody.
Yes.
Because I know once I was at a restaurant and I saw one of my old coworkers. Well,
shit, you can't even go to a different state.
Well, obviously.
Right.
Right. And on Bourbon Street or whatever, one of those popular streets. I mean, millions of people in the street and we see them. But I know I was at a restaurant a few years ago and I saw somebody I used to work with and I saw them like come into the restaurant, but then I didn't see them again. So were they there with somebody? They saw me and they ran off?
Yeah.
You know, I'm always making up scenarios, but I was like,
Would you want someone to tell you?
Hell no. No. I would. I mean, yeah, especially if something's going on. If he's just with somebody, talking to somebody.
Yeah.
But yeah, if he's opening car doors or, oh my gosh, you're holding hands, kissing.
Oh, that, I mean, that's a good, like, for that, I might have had to say, like, yo, I saw him kissing her.
Oh gosh.
I don't know. I might have had to say, like, his tongue,
you know,
her mouth, like, I saw don't know. The whole.
I always get them mixed up with Nephew Tommy and Ricky Smiley. Is that his name?
Ricky Smiley.
I don't know which is which, but did you hear the one? Yeah, right. Did you hear the one where the guy called the lady? Is like, your husband and my wife are out here in the park on a blanket. Did you hear that one? Yeah.
No.
He's like, I see them out here. And And they holding hands, and she's like, what you gonna do? He's like, nothing. She's like, what did she say? Something like, yo, punk ass or something. Like, you better go over there. He's like, oh, now they kissing. You think I'm just watching them? You better go over there and stop that. She was in his butt. Like, how are you just gonna sit there
on the phone with me?
Right, like, and watch. And he's like, I'm being pregnant with his baby.
Oh my. See, those jokes sometimes I think have the potential to go too far.
Oh, heck yeah. Oh, I know they tell these people, don't go home until I tell you it's okay.
Yeah.
Like, there was that one, don't, she said, don't you hurt my brother. I know you know that one, that your wife is my brother. He called and I've been looking for my brother all this time and I think I finally found him. And it's like, it's your wife. Like, it's like, you know, had a sex change or whatever. And it's like, he's like, don't she have a scar? Such and such a place. Mm-hmm. It's like, it is like, that's why you can't have no kids. Like, she told me you couldn't have kids for some other reason. It's like, oh my gosh, that one. But I think like,
I do remember that. That was actually Tommy.
Yeah. Okay. Don't you have my brother? Mm-hmm. That's what she kept saying. So I was like, I know. They told him, stay away. They told him, stay away. You stay away from the house until we give you the coast is clear. Oh, she had walked in.
Yeah.
While they're on the phone.
Yeah. Oh my. See, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I can picture him pulling a gun out.
Yeah.
And just like anything.
Oh yeah.
Anything.
I'm sure there's something that goes on behind the scenes when he gets off the phone. Yeah. Like, for real. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Like, for real. Don't.
Yeah. But how do you prove that that's not your brother?
Right.
That's not his brother.
Right.
You're
going to a doctor.
We're going to the doctor. Right. We're going up in there and see. We're going to see what's up in there. Because, like, I heard a story that some, like, it's probably fake, but like some other country, some dude was suing his wife because he had ugly kids. I know you heard about that one too. Because she had all this plastic surgery.
See?
The ugly is in the DNA.
That's what I was getting ready to say. You can have all the work done you want.
On the outside.
But the inside.
But let them ugly babies. Like, whoa, whose baby is that?
Do you watch 90 Day Fiancé?
No, never. I've never. The concept just.
Ma'am,
baffles me.
Entertain yourself.
Oh gosh,
entertain yourself. If there's anybody out there who watches that show, please holler at us and explain to me, Keish, that she needs to watch that. I'm telling you, that show, it's pure ridiculousness. However, there are couples who are still together after their 90 Day Fiancé season was years and years ago.
I can't even understand that.
Like,
Andres
and what's her name? They got like 3 kids. And
well, they're lucky.
Yeah.
But, you know, but that marriage thing, I just take it too serious. The way they play with that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like it.
The Bachelor shows, I don't understand those. I know they're entertaining.
But they're kissing on everybody.
But not only that, like, how do you... I take the concept of marriage very seriously.
Yeah.
And for you to tell me that you had 20 women to choose from and you fell in love with one and now.
Because I have seen that a little bit of that before, but I don't. Yeah, those types of things. I don't like it because I take marriage too seriously.
Yeah, although Tristan and Ryan are still together.
Well, see, again, we got lucky.
And that was 10, 15 years
really?
Ago.
That
and they're
long?
Still together.
Them before, yeah. But. I mean, some people get lucky, like even without being on a reality show. I know this couple, but this is a long time ago. They met and they didn't know each other very long. They got married. She deployed. She deployed for a while. I was like, oh my gosh, it's going to be a hot mess.
Mm.
But then like I found out that like a couple of years later, they were still together. So yeah. I don't know them now. But I mean, that seemed crazy to me. They went down on lunch to the courthouse or whatever and got married shortly before somebody was leaving. I was like, that's crazy.
I mean.
But yeah, but So, change places.
Question about marriage. Aren't you technically married once you get your marriage certificate? Does there have to be a ceremony?
Somebody had to say some words.
Okay.
Because even when you go to Justice of the Peace, you have to have your license.
Right.
You gotta have a license for everything except to have a baby, but that's another story. But yeah, you gotta have that license, and then some dude, you know, says something to you.
Some dude says this thing.
And gives you to your man, and then then y'all tie.
So there has to be.
I think somebody has to say something. Okay. Yeah, somebody has to say something over you. Why, you think you're married?
Y'all will know if I ever get married. I think at this point, I will not be. But if I am, I think you would know. Like, You know what frustrates me? And you're going to be like, wait a minute, I do that. Like, when you're talking to me, I know he's your husband, so you can call him by name.
My husband?
Like I have another friend who does that. My husband. And I'm like, no, y'all. I know his name is Jimmy John. Like, you can call him Jimmy John.
Don't do it.
I know,
because I told you my boss, she had met him one time, and she's like, we were talking about something, and she was like, what's your husband's name again?
I'm
like,
husband. My husband.
That's his name.
Yeah, I'm like, I get it.
But everybody's relationship is going to be what works for them, because sometimes I hear people talk about stuff, and I was like, that's some crazy mess over there. Yeah. Like, women who won't put gas in their car. I'm like, but you used to put gas in your car. Because this one lady was like, I drove home on E, and so I took his car the next day.
That's crazy.
I would have took your E car to your job and dropped it off and kept it moving.
Yeah.
I don't know how to pump gas. Like, you pass the gas station to get home. But right. I've heard that from a couple of women.
Yeah.
It's like, well, what'd you do before?
Yeah. And I even appreciate the whole opening the door thing. Okay. But I can open my own door. I can get in. I don't need you to open.
I know I don't need you to, but my husband—he didn't have an opening door, not car doors.
Yeah,
but we did go to a restaurant once and saw somebody do that, and he came and did my open my car door.
Oh,
right. But yeah, we don't do car doors, but we do like going into a building.
No, I'll stand there while you open the door.
I stood there. I went to the door first, and I just stopped. Now I'm in the habit of him opening the door for me or going into buildings. So yeah, I will. So my daughter and I go out together, and both of us standing at the door.
I'm not gonna do it.
Girl, we did that. We're standing in front of Old Navy, trying to figure out who's gonna get who's gonna open doors.
So, like that part, most guys that I'm with automatically make sure they're in front to open the door. I don't have to go there and stop and be like, I don't have to do that. But like most guys, I have another friend who, doesn't open the car door, and we actually had a conversation like, I'm good on that, son. You don't need to open
the door. Wait for you.
But what he will do is he stands at his door until I'm in, and then he'll get in the car. So
what was that movie? That movie said you know if a girl likes you.
That's a Bronx Tale.
Yeah, if the girl, you know if she likes you, if she reaches over and unlocks your door.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, now it don't work. Yes. I remember that.
It's a shame what happened to him.
I don't remember.
In real life, he was addicted to heroin and went in and out of prison for burglaries and stuff. I know. Aww. Drugs are bad.
Okay.
It's evening, okay.
Okay. Mr. Hanky, the Christmas Poo. See, that's why I don't watch television anymore. Because that's
why they don't want the cheesy poos. They don't want cheesy poos. See,
you didn't That's why I don't watch TV anymore.
And South Park is still on.
Yes.
Remember when Chef, when Isaac Hayes was alive and he was Chef?
Yeah. See, I don't watch TV because I watch foolishness.
Yeah.
Like ridiculousness.
You literally just sounded like Bobby Boucher. Foolishness.
I love me some Bobby Boucher.
Foosball. The mother.
Say, won't you play no foosball?
And you were wrong. Alligators are not angry. Oh, my God.
No, you're wrong, Colonel Sanders.
Waterboy. That movie.
I know it's so much. I'm your daddy. See,
he was like, oh my God, I'm gonna watch it. When he was taking his GED test, and she was like, "You want me to kill that for you?" He was like.
But you know, you bring up that movie, and you know, I have some issues with. Feeling not good.
Yeah.
You know, so that was my go-to movie.
Yeah.
When I got really, really down.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, I know that's gonna make me laugh. You know, make me forget about the other stuff. And I am going to laugh at Waterboy. So if you
Yes.
I'm telling you straight foolishness.
She brought that damn horse into the hospital room so she felt at home.
That took a one even in a coma. Wasn't she? No.
She was like,
stupidness.
Oh, man.
Stupidness.
That was classic.
Yes. But that, anywho, so.
Happy Gilmore. I can go through the whole thing.
All of them. Oh, yeah. He's cool.
Yeah.
Big Daddy?
Yeah. Big Daddy. When she was like, his balls are old.
He got old balls. The things I remember now, I can't remember what I did yesterday,
right,
but I remember those lines.
Yeah.
Foolishness. Because I only have so much brain space, and that foolishness pushes out the stuff I need. That's why I walked upstairs today with a hat
right.
instead of a tripod.
That's why I couldn't write my name.
Oh, gosh. We got to do better. We
got to do that. We do. Don't get me laughing because you know I'm a cough. I don't even laugh real hard in public now because it makes me cough a lot. Mm. And I know people
like, oh, yeah, I know, right? You can't even cough anymore. Mm. I'm like, ugh.
Although yesterday in Walmart, this guy was just, I mean, literally, he was just walking around like.
Oh.
And me and my mom were walking behind him and I was like, cover your mouth.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care if it's a smoker's car.
Yeah. Like there, you're just putting whatever you got out there.
Oh. I was like, it was gross.
Ew.
Well,
as usual, this is a good
I had a great day with you, yeah. as usual.
It's always fun getting together.
It is. Thanks for lunch.
Oh, you're most welcome. My pleasure.
Yeah.
Next time I won't feed you chicken. Because you just don't know how to hate. You don't know how to behave when you're chicken.
I am a typical black.
We talked about that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why I was supposed to invite all the nationalities to my house and serve the food and eat,
see what
and
happens.
Go to sleep or not. Yep. Yeah, we'll do that. Let's see.
Turkey and chicken is going to get you every time. Every time. If you're so inclined, I need more charms for my Pandora bracelet.
Who are we talking to? Just anybody who wants to see charms?
Yes, if you call in or if you email us,
I'll tell you which ones
I will give you. No, I'll take whatever you buy me. I'm not going to ask for something and then be like, no, but I only like, no, I'm going to take what you give me.
Okay.
But you're throwing that out there.
She wants Pandora. All right. And I'm getting a new tattoo.
Can't wait.
I know.
Can't wait.
So hopefully, maybe by next episode, I'll have it.
Oh,
if I don't,
is it going to be in a spot where you'll be able to show it?
Yeah. I'm going to do a cover up. I decided to do a cover up
okay.
of my, my heart.
Okay.
If it can't even because it. I don't love it. And this is the only one that I have that I just don't love it.
Yeah.
And it's the only one you can see
yeah.
when I got clothes on.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do something. We're looking for somebody to do something nice. And I wanted the Wonder Woman, but I don't want to.
Oh, wait, no.
That's Wakanda. I know, right? But Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
She got she got two bracelets. And I was like, I don't want to do two. I just want to cover
yeah,
one.
Yeah, then you won't. Yeah. You don't want it mixed up.
Then I have to keep doing this all the time.
Or get you a carrot.
You know what? I'm going to get... See my toes?
In the wrong camera.
I know.
You have to put in there a toe.
Put my toes. Mm. Yeah, I'm going to have pretty toes and pretty socks.
Yes.
Yes.
Well,
but anyway...
On that note.
Yes. We're going to say au revoir.
I don't even
know.
Holla at you.
Guten Tag.
Later.
And we out.
Are you picking up what we're putting down? If so, now's the time to like, follow, subscribe, and share. We'd also love to hear from you. Give us a call at 757-504-4649, or you can email us at lifecracksusup@gmail.com, or just drop us a comment. If you're so inclined, do all three.
Thank you for hanging out with us. Be sure to like, follow, share, and subscribe. And look for a new episode every Wednesday.